Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Doris.
Afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Adventist World Radio. Now, we're talking about, artificial intelligence impact on education this afternoon. And, generative AI has opened up a whole new world to administrators, educators, and as well as students. The power of AI is undeniable. And understanding the pros and cons of artificial intelligence in education is essential for making informed decisions. Now, to best use AI in schools, teachers and administrators need to know AI's advantages and also challenges. Now, thank you so much once again, Doris, for joining us. What would you say are the advantages of AI as seen in the education sector?
I think AI has made teaching easy because I speak from a side of a teacher.
Okay.
Yes. So, with the use of AI, you find that things that we used to struggle with, like maybe lesson plans, designing of rubrics, some teaching aids, whatsoever, that we used to struggle with or buy, now we can easily get them easily through AI.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the time that we used to spend planning for teaching is now focused on teaching itself, on focused on learners instead of preparation for teaching. Because with AI, if you've got your material already, let's say you've got your notes or you've got a handbook or whatever information that you want to share with your learners, you can just upload it and you tell AI to maybe generate some PowerPoint presentation, or you just tell it whatever you want it to do, which makes your work really easy.
Now, there are concerns that if a bot can generate homework and answers or write a whole essay in seconds, teachers may struggle to foster critical thinking and originality. What's your view there?
Yeah, that is very true. That is very true. You know, I think it is 2 weeks ago where I was listening to a lecturer from UCT, University of Cape Town, where they were talking about the fact that they've stopped using Turnitin and other tools that were used to detect AI in assignments because now there are also humanizers. So after Elena researches from or uses AI to write an essay, they can also put it through to a humanizer, which is also an AI tool as well, so that it doesn't show that it's from AI. So they were like, there is no point anymore. I think what we should do in the education sector is to change the way we access learners if we want to get that originality, that authenticity of the learner's mind, to see how creative they can or how critical they can think. We have to change the way we do things. For example, what comes to my mind is that maybe instead of giving them an essay, you rather ask them to present in class where their gadgets are taken. And then that's when you can only assess how they are thinking critically. Otherwise, you will never differentiate now between what Elena has just written and what they got from ChatGPT.
Yeah, no, quite interesting. Now, in terms of teachers, you know, how can they discern what is the student's original work and what is purely created by AI? Is it easy to tell or not so?
It is easy to tell. If you know your learners, you definitely know. If you know your learner, you know how they speak, how they articulate themselves and all that. And with subjects like languages, they have some assessments where learners are supposed to present a speech. You understand? So the way the learner will present a speech, the way the language that they use, you can now discern, you can tell that, okay, so what they wrote and how they are speaking, these are two different things. So it means AI could have been used in that sense.
Now, what would you say are the implications of using AI in education, both for learners and educators?
That's a difficult question, right?
Okay, sorry,
but what I can say is that we cannot run away from AI. It is here and it is here to stay. So I think we should just, as teachers, find ways. Mostly what I'm interested in or what I'm worried about is the way we assess learners. The way we assess learners has to change, especially the school-based assessments. I'm not sure if you are aware of them. The ones that learners take home to go complete. Because with or without AI, we never know who wrote that assignment. Because there is a mother at home, there is a brother, there is a cousin who is at university, and the learner may be still at primary or high school. You understand? So when work is taken home, obviously anyone can do it for them. Maybe if we change the way we assess our learners, maybe that's when it can help us. But otherwise, AI is not bad. It's not bad at all. Because it helps, especially learners with disabilities. Where they cannot type, they are able to speak and their voices are detected and they get the answers. So there are advantages of using AI as well as there are disadvantages, you see. And I think our learners should be taught how to use AI or what to use it for. You cannot use AI to do a research. You can't. You can use AI to translate maybe from one language to another so that you understand or to summarize or to rephrase something that we have researched somewhere and that we are going to acknowledge. And I think there should be tools or there should be documents where learners declare where and how they used AI so that it is open. It is not a secret that it was used because it will be used whether we like it or not.
Yeah, true. True, very true. Yeah. Now, tell me. So we've come quite a bit with AI. It's not been long ago, though. I think it's still a new phenomenon. Are there any already developed guidelines in the education sector in terms of how AI should be used, or that still is to come?
I'm trying to quickly look for something that I came across this past week to do with AI.
All right.
I think it was really informative. I found it on LinkedIn. I hope I get it fast.
Okay. We are having a conversation with Doris Sebanda, if you're joining us, and we're talking about, the artificial intelligence impact on education. And of course, AI is here and it is here to stay. And she's helping us to understand that space, especially in the education sector. So it's a fantastic, fantastic phenomena in this day and age. Are you back with us, Doris?
Yes, I am back with you. So I quote it from Dr. Blessing Osaro Martins. Okay. I found it profound. I found it really useful and powerful. So she differentiates between the ethical use of AI and the unethical use of AI. Okay. So this is what is stated. It says AI can be used as a tool for brainstorming ideas. That one is not a problem. If you are using it just to brainstorm, it can also be used to support literature review. That is in research, okay? It can be used for grammar and clarity editing. It can be used, this is ethical use, okay? It can be used to summarize complex text. It can be used to format. It can be used for data analysis support. It can also be used for paraphrasing and rewriting. okay, and enhancing visuals.
Mm.
You can also use AI maybe to develop a list of questions for an interview, like you are doing now,
mm-hmm. or
a survey. Okay,
mm.
And then take note of the unethical use.
Okay,
submitting AI written work as yours.
Ooh.
That one is not acceptable.
Mm, plagiarism.
Okay. Or to fabricate references. So you should do your own research if you have an assignment. Do your own research and acknowledge your sources. Don't use AI to generate or fabricate references for you.
Mm.
That is unethical.
Mm, mm, mm.
You can also use it. Another unethical use, using AI to write an entire essay. That is not acceptable. And over reliance on AI, you cannot, that is unethical, whereby you can't even use your brain at any given point. You are always on ChatGPT, on Gemini, on this and that. Yes.
Because I think it would hinder growth and learning, as it were.
Exactly. It will hinder. Mm.
Yeah. Now, maybe a word to the learners and teachers alike before I let you go.
Okay. A word to the teachers. AI is here. So let us not run away from it. Let's educate ourselves on how to use it ethically. And also let us educate our learners. And to the learners themselves, you can still read your books. Can still do your research. Never use AI to do research. If you have a research question, don't type it in ChatGPT. You go and type it on any search engine, and then you read the from the sources, and then you can ask AI to help you maybe summarize whatever you found there. So let us not rely on AI, because we might end up not using our brains for anything.
Which is true.
Which is very scary, actually.
Man, Doris, I must thank you so much for your time and joining us here on the Adventist World Radio. Blessings to you, and many, many thanks for coming through.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.